97.7 The Bolt. It is 722, 62 degrees. Wildcat News. Again, brought to you by Northwest Bank. We have Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn in studio. He is not only the Activities Director, but the basketball coach and golf pro, right?
Still working on that, the last part. Yeah,
I got you speechless. That's funny. Welcome back to another school year.
Thanks, Pat.
You had a good summer?
Matt, happy to be here. I really appreciate being on the radio here from time to time on a Wednesday morning. Had a real good summer and a great first week of school and ready to get the ball rolling here after a good Labor Day weekend as well.
Sure. Well, activities covers pretty much everything. So why don't we go ahead and jump into that? You've got a volleyball tournament this weekend?
Yep, home volleyball tournament this weekend. Our new head coach, Kara Waldorf, and the Cats are playing well. They're ranked and had a good opening Thursday night down at Southeast Polk last week. And that tournament will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Emmitsburg, Fort Dodge, a highly ranked Carroll Kemper team in Class 2A, and South Hardin. So it's a round-robin tournament, starts at 9 a.m., come out and watch the Cats and their home opening game. And between games, we'll try and have a TV on for the Iowa State game. It starts at 11, but 9, 10, 11, and then 1 o'clock our girls volleyball team plays on Saturday. So looking forward to a great tournament on Saturday with all those teams in the round robin format.
Busy weekend. And then we've got cross country going on and then football. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, cross country has run well so far at Iowa Falls and Webster City. Joel Hoogland's our new coach, doing a great job with the boys and girls. And then we'll host our home meet on Monday, September 22nd at Joe Sheldon Park. Just a unique course and a hard course. And so we'll have that ready, get that ready here in the next couple of weeks. And excited to host our home meet on September 22nd. Middle school races, JV races, and varsity races. Dean Clausen, really the founder of getting that course going, and so he'll be out there helping us. So we really appreciate everybody and all of our maintenance guys, Bucky Ruby, also Steve Uribe, Dana Westfall. It's a lot of time to get set up down there, but just a unique course and a great venue to run for our cross country kids.
I'm glad that you mentioned them, because there is, you know, it's not like people just show up and it's ready to go. There's all the preparation in advance, making sure that there are no obstacles in the way. I mean, it's so much more to it. So, good deal.
Yep. And then home football this Friday with Clear Lake. Our dance team will perform at halftime. Caitlin Holm is our new dance coach, and then the band. So it'll be a 20-minute halftime on Friday against Clear Lake, who's coming off a big win over Forest City. Halftime there again is dance and band. Great first week for our football team. Good win over Spencer, and then back into an NCC rival with Clear Lake, and two highly ranked teams in 3A. So come out and watch the Cats and Coach Elman's ball team on Friday, 7 o'clock. There's just one game, and expecting a big crowd on Friday. And then our freshmen and JV will go to Clear Lake on Monday and play those football games.
And how about that new scoreboard?
Scoreboard's unbelievable. If you haven't seen it, come out on Friday night. You just got to see it to believe it. Doug Van Pelt, our PA, longtime PA guy, his voice has never sounded better, just the way it booms out from the south and really carries throughout that area into the neighborhoods around the school. And if you want to get any sponsorship opportunities, just contact us at the school. We have a few sponsors, but I think that'll keep picking up as the season goes on. And a shout out to Brittany O'Leary, who is our new digital media specialist. She's joining us from Waukee, putting together just an amazing hype video for our football team that was rocking the crowd before the game, and then running out to Kid Rock. It just gives you goosebumps being part of Humble Football with everything we have going on. And give a follow to Humble CSD on Instagram. That's where Brittany O'Leary is posting a lot of her content, and it's just not for athletics. It's band, it's fine arts, it's during the school day, and she's just done a tremendous job and a needed boost in that area for us with all of the media and digital media, and I think those go on to Facebook too, and just doing a great job of telling our school story, which is very important.
And you mentioned that you're miking up the white hat out on the field.
We're doing that too, yep. the head referee has a mic on him, so any penalty or any communication the head official needs to communicate to the press box or the crowd, he can push a button on his hip there with the body pack, and he can tell you what the penalty was. And so maybe there's less booing in the crowd when they don't know what's going on. But Nick Cochran, who was he's an attorney in Fort Dodge, he was the head ref on Friday night, and he he couldn't believe how well he sounded coming through the new scoreboard boombox there. And it was clear. I mean, it was clear, it was loud. And I think anytime you can be in that position as a ref, I think it makes you feel like you're in the big time. You're in college football and announcing the penalties or telling the clock operator to reset the play clock. And it's just a great setup we have with the new scoreboard and everything that came with it. Well worth it.
Nice. It is pretty upscale, that's for sure. I mean, in a community this size, I mean, you don't see that very often, but, congratulations and great job to the administration for locating the scoreboard. And it took a while to set it up, but look at us now. It's great.
Yeah, our school district and our athletic boosters, great partnership there, and that really helped in getting the ball rolling on the new scoreboard. It was much needed, and anything we can do to improve our outdoor facilities at this point is very important, just to keep up with everybody else. And I think we'll see more improvements to our outdoor facilities as we keep moving on here.
Any closing thoughts before we go?
No, I just think, we're excited with the numbers in our middle school sports of volleyball and football and cross country, and looking forward to this week, Friday, short week here, but looking forward to the football game on Friday night with Clear Lake and the volleyball tournament on Saturday. And then also, the town's pretty divided on Iowa and Iowa State with Cy-Hawk here on Thursday night. It's always exciting and a cool celebration in town. So just looking forward to the rest of the week here with home football, home volleyball, and the Iowa-Iowa State game. And it's best time of the year right now.
Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn has been our guest on Wildcat News. Enjoy the school year. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. It is 729 and 62 degrees.
This has been the Northwest Bank Wildcat News on KHBT. Join us each Wednesday at this time for more Wildcat News.